Welcome, everyone. Melinda Zarate here with Emboldened Heart. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. I want to take a moment and just really offer a very special welcome to the new listeners who are here with us today for the first time. And this is a very special week because Emboldened Heart is celebrating its first year. 1 year ago today was when I actually came online with the first Emboldened Heart Telesummit event. So it's been a week of celebration, and it will continue on through the weekend. And Emboldened Heart was really formed for the purpose of encouraging heart-based living in every possible way. And that means more happiness, more joy, more peace in your life, more abundance, more connection with yourself, with your loved ones, with the animals in your life and on our planet, more of anything that your heart desires. And Emboldened Heart is really designed to bring you information to help you make that shift, to affect that personal transformation into a more joyful, heart-based life. And I'm just so delighted to be with all of you today. We've got a very special guest that I'm so excited to introduce to you. Our guest today is Dr. Tricia Working, and she has a very special and beautiful gift in that she understands animals maybe in a way that many of us don't. And she has a very special, sacred understanding and animal connection that she's going to be sharing with us. She is an Atlanta native. She's a speaker and a writer, and she brings a cadre of experience and expertise to her work, both spiritually and within mainstream America. She has experience with the Georgia legislature. She has experience in shelter management and a great deal of education. She founded an organization called Pause for Thought Animal Foundation in 1993, and she currently serves as president of the Southern Regional Business Council and director of public relations for the Hope of Humanity Foundation. Her background consists of studying all the major world religions, and with all that study, she's kind of extrapolated her own answers. She has done so much work with the spiritual aspects, and she has created a network of relationships really worldwide. There are so many people that I think would probably say she has exactly that special and sacred gift that I just mentioned. Dr. Tricia is truly a cat of a different color. She's been trained in many modalities over the years, including Reiki. She's a clairsentient empath, and she possesses a natural healing ability and the knowledge of many ages to impart. For those who are especially connected to the animal kingdom, Dr. Tricia provides both communication and healing for beloved pets, both here and those on the other side, and she specializes in assisting those with their transitions. Archangels and revered ones work with her as she supports families in understanding the needs of their pets, especially during the final times, and in finding peace when they say goodbye. Relationships, both to self and others, are her particular specialty. Her work in conscious communication and the development of the inner speak communication system assists people to literally transform thoughts, beliefs, and actions. She's an ordained minister and certified spiritual coach and counselor through the Hope of Humanity Foundation. She's also the author of the new book, The Fur Agreements, and she is one of America's experts in animals, consciousness, and spirituality. And I'm so delighted to welcome to Emboldened Heart today Dr. Tricia Working. Hi, Tricia.
Hey there, Melinda. How are you?
I'm so good, and I'm so happy to have you with us. I was just so delighted to have met you recently and to learn about your work and your new book. And I just was absolutely delighted to be able to bring this to my listening community, because this is the kind of thing that they really resonate with, and they need more information such as what you're going to be sharing with us. But first, what I'd like to ask is, it's always so interesting and helpful to kind of hear your story. You know, what was it that actually inspired you or led you down this journey, this path that you've been on, which culminated in deciding to write this book and the work that you're now doing?
Okay, I would love to answer that. First, I would definitely like to thank you for having me be here on your anniversary. That is just so special. It touches me, and I'm just so proud to be a part of this and to bring the Fur Agreements to the world. It's a birth for me, too, and so
yes.
I'm just really excited to be here. My journey with the animals has been literally a lifelong journey since I was a very little girl. It was to the point where my dad moved us all to the country and my mother started raising dogs. So at any one time in my life, growing up until college, we had at least 21 dogs. We had shepherds, poodles, bloodhounds, and they all, you know, most of them were in the house with us, and I would train them and show them in obedience. And so my whole life has been about fur in one form or another, literally.
Okay.
Then I have also been a writer all of my life since I was a little kid. The first thing I ever published was biography of a bottle of ketchup, if you can imagine, when I was in the fourth grade. Yeah. So, you know, they kind of go hand in hand, my life with the animals and then the writing too. And how the book came about is that I've had my Animal Foundation for about 20 years now, and through that time, hundreds of animals have come through, and when each one would pass, I would be with them for the most part, and I would sense, feel things. I would write tributes to them. I would make notes. And being a writer, you know, I've always kept journals and things like that, too. And what I never realized was that literally I was preparing myself for this book to be written. It just wasn't in my conscious mind yet. Mm-hmm. And how the book actually came into being was I had taken some courses for authors and had been teased for so long about not really writing a book, you know, and I said, okay, I'm going to get serious with this and do it. And I met this amazing publisher who brought the essence of me to the forefront. I started out to write one book called Animal Crackers, which was going to be an anthology of stories about animals and healing and the joy that they bring to our lives. And what happened during that process literally was several of my animals came down with serious diseases, and we endured a number of passings. And what happened was literally a new consciousness came to me, and I realized that spirit, God, you know, however you choose to think of that, was showing me that there were literally lessons associated with the passing of a loved one, and whether it be human or animal, there were stages and lessons about the losses. And so I started going back through all my writings, and all of a sudden, it became clear what was going on. And so the book started coming together. And then a friend of mine, we were holding a session where I was trying to brand myself and get a title. And my mentor said, well, what does God, you know, want us to know about the animals? What are you trying to say? And I said, well, it's about lessons in consciousness and why the animals come to us, the roles that they play. And then a friend of mine, we were talking about possibilities for titles, and everybody was just kind of tuned in. And she said, wait, I've got it. Call it the Fur Agreements. And I was like, okay, that's it. That is the title. And so you know, it's certainly
not. I love
not
it.
Yeah, it's not the four agreements, but, you know, those who were aware of the four agreements we knew would get it, and those who didn't, it was no problem because it's really about lessons covered in fur for all of us to then put forth into our lives. So in a little nutshell, that's how the book came to be, and it took about 3 months to actually put everything together and write it, and I'm continuing to get lessons.
Sure.
And it was a divine download. Literally, the book is basically channel material that came to me and understandings and insights from spirit and true life stories of my journey and others' journeys whom I've worked with, friends and colleagues and their animals, and literally lessons covered in fur.
Oh, wow. How beautiful and how wonderful. And what a help to all of us to have this kind of information and this message available, because things really, things have changed with regard to the way we interact with our animals. Isn't that so true?
Absolutely. You know, when I was growing up, and, you know, of course we can't reveal ages, but back then, you know, so much of people's concepts about animals, you know, you think about them as being farm animals and that they were here to do, you know, specific jobs like, you know, taking care of them, the mice for the cats and the dogs to guard people and things like that. And literally in the past 50 years, the animals have gone from farmhands to family members. And that mm-hmm. is just, I believe, a tribute to our own consciousness as humanity and the way that we are the way we are evolving. You know, they're no longer simply farmhands or simply have just a job to do. They have actually multiple jobs to do, and they come here just as we do with specific agreements and purposes for all of our lives. And that's the exciting news. That's what people aren't really talking about that much, and it's, for me, a new awareness, I think, for humanity.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Absolutely. So you are saying that the pets come to us for specific reasons. Could you maybe expand on that?
Yes, absolutely. What I found out and was basically revealed to me as I began researching and going into spirit and having communications and dialogue is that there are basically two levels. What I call first are the master agreements that the animal kingdom as a whole has made with mankind. So whether they're nature's animals, whether they're our pets, whether they're the ocean's animals, whatever, they come to us, and there are four agreements. And those four are to live in harmony with humanity, to forgive us our inhumanity, to help us remember our divinity, and to attend as way showers of, for, and to humanity. And then what happened is that I found that there were what I call the pet accords, and there are specific agreements that our pets come in and that they make to us. And they come here in six ways, basically. They come here to love, to heal, to serve, to protect, to teach, and to inspire. And through that, just like us, when we find our life's purpose and we begin to mm-hmm. awaken, we realize that we've made specific commitments to have certain experiences in our lives. Well, the pets actually come here with the very same purposes. And when we receive a pet, it is no accident. It is an agreement that both they and we made on the other side to connect and meet and for them to interact in our lives in these ways. And, of course, they are here as companion animals. And sometimes they also come as observers just to watch humanity. But when you think about our dogs who serve in the wars and they sniff out the bombs, I mean, that's the ultimate sense of service and protection. Mm. And so every animal comes here with a purpose, at least one purpose and a divine plan to be in our lives. And even if they cross our path just briefly, that was also part of the agreement. so, you know, for me,
oh,
it was so exciting just to find that out, you know, that they come here just as we do.
Oh, yeah. As you were just telling us about this, your understanding of those agreements and those purposes, I have to say, it kind of brought tears to my eyes, because we don't really often understand things that deeply as regards the animal kingdom and what that is about and how much interconnection there is. Wow, that's incredible. And I think especially was touched with that, the statement that one of their purposes for coming here is to forgive us for our inhumanity. Amazing, isn't it?
I tell you, some of us, like me, truly learn their lessons best from the animals, but I believe more than anything that they are truly here to help us find our way back to our humanity, you know, and then to show us those instances of our own inhumanity to them and to each other. So they're amazing teachers and way showers, again, you know, which is an old Indian term, but they actually show us the way to ourselves.
Yes, it's so true. I've had dogs my whole life, and some of the most special moments that in my memory, in my life experience, have to do with these dogs that I have just loved so much, you know, and it's just so beautiful to have someone who really has arrived at this kind of a beautiful and unique understanding, who's able to share it, you know, in language that we can relate to and touch. It's so touching. It is really deeply touching, I think, everyone's hearts. And I would like to encourage the listeners who are listening via the webcast or by phone, if you're at your computer and you have any questions for Dr. Trish, please go ahead and pop them into the Q&A, because we will try to leave some time to answer those questions for you. We're not going to be able to take one-on-one calls today, but again, please feel free to put your question into the Q&A, and we'll try to get it answered for you. I know, Trish, as I was reading the book, I was just astonished at the depth of the information and the consciousness. I really began to think of my relationship to all those pets that I have loved a little differently as I began to read it. And by the time I finished it, I was blown away when I put the book down. This is a landmark book. It really is. It's very, very wonderful and much needed. I know there are a lot of things that go on with us and our pets, and your understanding of that relationship is so special. Do our pets have the same feelings and emotions as we do?
You know, actually, I know, and of course, professionally, I believe that they do. They are sentient beings. They do have souls. So many books have been written, and things like When Elephants Weep, and the stories that have been told about, you know, elephants going back to help the little baby stuck in the mud, or going back to a graveyard from ancient times and actually crying. It's no longer considered as much anthropomorphism in trying to attribute human emotions to animals. We are finding now, thank God, that they really and truly do. You know, wolves mate for life, and, you know, they have what we have. They experience it. They get the same diseases that we get, and they're treated with the very same medications. how can we, you know, just dare to think that they couldn't feel or grieve or love, you know? And so for me, being able to go into depth about this, that was freeing. It was empowering,
yes.
And just the chance to help people understand that there is more to it, you know, than one would think in general terms, and that when one of your pets passes, if you have a dream about them or if you think you catch a glimpse of them out of the corner of your eye, that's really happening. That is not your imagination. So, you know, I want to be able to just bring a deeper awareness to people to help them connect at whatever level is comfortable and see them as more than just an animal, to see their spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that about dreaming about a pet that's no longer with us, or kind of seeing them out of the corner of our eye, or even seeing another pet somewhere, you know, that looks just like them. Mm-hmm. Those are things that, you know, that's really interesting to me. And I guess my question is, after a pet leaves and they make their transition, do we actually see them again? Do we ever see our pets again?
Well, we actually do. And, you know, the Bible talks about reincarnation, and I certainly believe in it because I've lived it. 16 of my pets have actually reincarnated to continue doing their work with me and coming in as healers and teachers. And, you know, there are just numerous stories all over the world of people who have had these experiences. So, yes, they can, one, return to us if the connection is deep enough, or if there is, you know, work left that is unfinished. Of course, we will see them, you know, when we get to heaven, because if you think you're going to see your family again, and our pets are our family, you know, even Rod Serling wrote a Twilight Zone episode about if pets couldn't be allowed in heaven, it wouldn't be heaven, you know. So I
right.
think it just transcends everyday thinking. And that's where we're moving into. So I want to encourage our readers to know that their experiences, if they're having them, that they are real, and to not discount those experiences.
Okay. Wow. And this question, I mean, it just occurred to me, and I'd love to hear what your opinion is of it. Do you believe that that animals come back as humans, or that they were humans in a previous life, and then, I mean, what are your thoughts about all that?
Well, you know, I absolutely do, because, again, I personally have had those experiences, and I know of people who have had that. But for me, and there are different, you know, beliefs about reincarnation, but I absolutely believe from my training that, you know, animals can come and integrate on any level. And so, of course, they can be human, they can change form into another animal, you know, whatever the purpose is, and it all goes back to the agreements, just like with us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They come here to fulfill them, and if they don't quite finish them, then they come back, or they make even newer agreements then to integrate into their work. So I'm all for that concept.
And also, it occurs to me too that the animals, that there does seem to be almost an evolutionary process that we are, you know, we're aware of on many levels, especially with animals that have such a special high purpose, like seeing eye dogs, or the dogs that do the bomb sniffing detail for the military. Those animals, to me, it seemed like, you know, their next lifetime, they're going to come back as somebody's guardian angel or something, you know, something just really, really special, because they just are doing such important work here for us and with us. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I fully agree with that, and I would like to really share another concept that may be, because it was difficult for me to accept this, and so it may be for the readers, and I just want to throw it out there because we're really talking about consciousness right now, and that's what your work is also in. You know how when we see the baby seals being clubbed or the dolphins, you know, being killed in the cove in, you know, other parts of the world, and we get so upset about the inhumanity that is shown. It was revealed to me that literally those things, too, were part of their agreements, because if you think about it, in the highest way possible, they are serving as teachers to show us how not to be in the future. And while it breaks our hearts and it makes us angry, it makes us think. And so they go and they sign up to be a part of these things that hurt us at the deepest levels, in order to reach us at the deepest levels. And that really blew me away.
Yeah.
I heard that, it
hurts.
Yeah,
absolutely. It does, but yet it's the only thing that makes sense, too.
Absolutely.
It's the only thing that makes sense, is that there has to be some higher purpose for that to be happening, you know, and for us to be witnessing it on any level. So really powerful and important for us to take into our awareness deeply, very deeply, so that we get the message. Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is all so interesting, and I was so excited about having you come because I haven't had an animal expert or an animal intuitive. So this was just really such great timing, and the fact that your book is coming out right now, and everybody does kind of seem to have there's a lot of buzz about Don Miguel Ruiz's book, you know, the Four Agreements, which is perfect timing. So this was great. Well, I've got just a couple more questions, and you gave me the perfect opener for this just a moment ago, because this listening community is evolved, and they are very open. And so there are a lot of wonderful concepts that can be introduced here to my listeners that are going to really nourish them. And one of the things that I was so delighted to hear about was the Blue Angel. Would you share that story and tell us about the Blue Angel?
I would love to, and thank you for that, because that blew me away when it happened. So I'm very excited to truly introduce her to the world. What really happened was that, you know, as always, it's difficult when your pet is transitioning, and I'm not unlike anybody else when that happens, full of grief and prayer and you know, promises to do everything different if only we can save them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was at one point during this process, my mentor had said to me, she just got an intuition to say this, and she said, I want you to call in the Blue Angel when they are transitioning, and she will help you make the process easier. She'll help facilitate it. And so I said, okay, I've never heard of the Blue Angel, but okay, I will do that. And then I started trying to research, and I looked everywhere, could not find any references to the Blue Angel. But that didn't stop me, because, again, you have to take some things on faith. So I started using her, and there did become some ease in the transitioning process. It was then later revealed to us that the reason I could not really see her or get an image of her was because I was like her essence or her incarnation here on Earth. So, of course,
I wouldn't
necessarily get that. And I'm not saying I'm an angel, you know, at all, but, you know, that basically I'm a representative for her. And so
how lovely.
Well, it was, and what ultimately happened was that she came and started doing channelings for me, and she revealed that she did not want to be considered only in times of loss, that literally she would love to be the representative for all the animals, and she could be called on for times of healing for whatever might be going on in a person and their pet's life. And so all of a sudden, literally, just before the book was completely published, she started sending meditative prayers on various situations about the animals. And she said, I want there to be a handbook for healing that people can use. And then they can call on me. And so now that's part of that is in the book, The Introduction to Her. And everyone that has begun to use her has literally had amazing responses and intuitions from her. So now she is literally the angel for the animals. And I'm just loving that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, you mentioned that she had given you some prayers. Mm-hmm. Would you be kind enough to share one of them with us or a portion of one?
Absolutely, I would. I looked, and just for your audience with angel, I mean with angels, your audiences are comprised of angels. Here is a prayer that anyone can use because it's a prayer for immediate healing, and it's very short. So I'll just read it to you.
Okay.
Blue
great.
Angel, I call upon you now in this moment because of the work done in the Bible and the promises of healing where there is faith. Now, as this pet is suffering, I ask for healing. I do have the faith and belief that healing can occur in moments of pain. I have seen and experienced this on other occasions and know it to be so. I now deeply desire your support and healing and give my permission for you to access my mind, body, and spirit to achieve this healing. I gratefully accept your blessing and this healing with all my heart. Thank you, dear lady. And you can use it for your pet or you can use it for yourself. Again, whatever feels right, she's available at any time.
Oh, how lovely. This is really important. I know I'm getting a lot of questions coming in and comments.
Yay!
Yeah, I think there's a lot of there's really a lot of help and understanding being shared here. I know I've got some comments from some listeners that are saying, thank you for validating my knowledge that my dog holds my deceased husband's spirit.
Wonderful.
And and she says, I just felt crazy even verbalizing it. Her husband died on 9/11.
Oh, my God.
And she adopted a dog 1 year later, not knowing until he came to them that the dog's birth date was 9/11.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
That brings tears to my eyes.
I know. It is. It's very touching. And it really it confirms that what you're saying is so true, that they do come with a much higher purpose than we consciously are aware of. And I'm so glad that your work is to bring this to our consciousness, you know, so that we really can understand it differently. And that's exactly what it means to actually live a heart-based life. If we understand on that level that our animals around us and that the animals that we've been blessed with on this planet all have a very high purpose, that's just exactly what everyone needs. It's food for our soul and our spirit to know that. So really, really beautiful. Well, I I've got lots of questions for you. I mean, I could keep you for hours, Tricia, but I want to ask just a couple of questions about the book and the fur agreements. If we have a pet that, you know, we feel might have a message for us, mm-hmm. how do we go about finding out that message that pet might have for us?
Well, as you can imagine, ultimately that is a bit of a process, but one of the things that I did do, actually for mainstream America, more than Mystic America, but I think it would apply for your listeners, is I have created a little, just very short, four-part process that they can do. And then if they want more help on it or understanding, they're certainly welcome to contact me. But I'll be glad to share that with you right now, and they can think about it or re-listen to it and make some notes on it. But
That'd be great.
Okay. Well, it all involves seeing on all levels differently. And so it involves four parts of our body. And the first is literally, and you want to do this with your pet, near your pet or your pets, you know, right there with you. But it begins with your eyes, and you just have to be willing truly to see them differently than you ever have before. And as you look at them and deeply into their eyes, you begin to establish this new, deeper connection and relationship. Then, secondly, you want to open your mind to the possibility of a deeper relationship, because if you can't feel it in your mind, you're not going to believe it even if you see it. So you just have to be willing to open your mind. Then number three, you open your heart and you reach out to their heart through your own heart space, again, to deepen the relationship. And then lastly, to seal the process, you open your arms, and then you embrace them. And that way you join your head, your heart, your mind, and your whole body and spirit to theirs. And from there, you can truly begin to have a new, deeper relationship and begin to understand their messages.
Wow. What about a situation where an animal is not easy to connect with? How do you work with that? I'm thinking about a dog, say, that has aggressive tendencies or
right.
is really insecure. What would you recommend in that kind of case?
Very simple. What you can do, two things. You can either use yourself as a surrogate and just within your spirit kind of go through the process, or you can even get like a stuffed animal, you know, or a toy and use that and just repeat the process. But you can always use yourself, even in healing, you can use yourself as a surrogate to help heal your animal, especially like if they're in pain and don't want to be touched. You can always use yourself. Or, again, you can do a drawing, and if you're, you know, if you're very artistic or whatever, you can use a drawing or, you know, a stuffed animal or a toy or even another pet, and they can mm-hmm. act as the surrogate. But it's all about setting the intention and then the willingness and consciousness to do it and believe it. That's the heart of it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's really helpful. Yes, absolutely. And then I've got one more question that I'd like to ask you. And then I know you've got a little special taste of your work that you're going to share with us. But I thought this was really an important question, and I think it may be on the minds of a lot of people who are listening now and who will be listening to the replay. I've got someone that's asking about food animals. And she says, it seems to me that food animals are somehow left out of the progress that humans are now making in their treatment of animals. It's almost like the food animals in the factory farms are exempt from that, or people don't want to deal with this because then they'd have to give up eating them. And she's asking how do you reconcile that? Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and I'm so glad she asked that, and I apologize for not even thinking to address that as well. But honestly, that goes back to the other question that we talked about, is that those animals have come in to perform that service for us. And this is not about, this whole message is not about trying to teach people to not eat meat and things like that, because it doesn't go into that. But what it does, it also brings in almost my Native American and shamanistic training to value the animal. You know, the Indians used to eat and use every part of the buffalo, and they gave thanks for it, you know, because it was providing a service for their life. And so now, you know, these animals that are the farm kind of animals like that, they, again, sign up to do this, one, to help us and to nourish us and support us, and then to also, when, where, and how we are ready, you know, as individuals and collectively, then to look at those issues and, you know, do I really need my nourishment from the animal, or is there a better way to treat it while it's performing this service for us? They're all offering us lessons in consciousness, and there are no wrong answers. It's really up to each individual, wherever they are, to address these points as they come to them.
It makes me think about Temple Grandin and her work.
Absolutely.
She helped design the feedlot design so that animals were not panicked as they were going, you know, to meet their end, where they could, you know, do it in a way that was more calm for them, and it just powerful information that you're sharing with us. So wonderful. Thank you for that, and thank you for your question too. I know that I'm sure I just sensed that a lot of people were kind of wondering about that same thing. So Trish, I would love to have you go ahead and just let our listeners experience a sample of your work. If you would do that, we'd so appreciate it.
I would do that. And this basically is what I have termed a meditative prayer. It can really mean anything you want it to mean, but it was a channeled download. It started last night, literally about 3:00 in the morning, the information coming to me. And so this is for everyone. This is not about animals. This is just strictly for each person as to wherever you are on your spiritual journey. But it is an example of the kind of information that is given to me. So if everybody, wherever you are, and even if you're listening later, if you can just get clear and quiet and comfortable in whatever way works for you, then I will begin bringing the prayer to you. Okay. I ask that all the light beings in the universe who work with those of us here today and listening in playback, our angels, archangels, spirit guides, ascended masters, the Blue Angel, St. Francis, St. Gertrude, and any light being who has a desire to support positive change, peace, and healing for us as individuals and collectively, be with us today in these sacred moments where we are all guided in spirit, by spirit, and to spirit. For those who are animal-hearted, and for those whose hearts lay within other arenas, be with us now as we each, separately and together, open our own hearts to create a unique, new, sacred space for healing, transformation, insight, and empowerment. Come to us through our own senses, thoughts, feelings, impressions, inner language and landscape. Wherever our inner strengths reside, I ask that you heighten them from this moment on to facilitate for us our true paths in spirit. For those beloveds who are just beginning their journey, and for those who have traveled before, create within each one a new restore point, whereby whatever the request, desire, question, hope, or issue, we will now have immediate access and support from Spirit and the Universal Light Forces to move us forward in our journeys. Where we find intersections with each other, let us rejoice in recognition of traveling companions. And when we find the journey to be solitary, hold us in love and the sureness and knowledge that we are always accompanied by universal forces called in and always especially for us at each moment. When we find ourselves faced with fear or uncertainty on any level, regardless of the perceived importance of issue, spray a golden mist down upon us into each cell and nerve ending, imbuing us with confidence and reminding us that at any moment, all we have to do is call upon our celestial companions for guidance, and it is there. Help us to remember that we are children of the universe, created each with roles that at any point can inspire change and transformation. Help us be reminded that there is no small change, no small request, and that each is right and perfect for where we are in that moment. Bless us, dear ones, to be the lights of the universe, and whenever, wherever we perceive lack within our own selves or in our worlds, give us the strength, power, and courage to hit the delete button and to know as we have never known that our world, our life, our heart, and spirit are truly one with the universe. Remind us that lack is truly an illusion even when it feels so very real. Open our hearts with breaths of love and feel wherever that lack is perceived with the truth of love. Give us each a personal signal which we can call upon immediately, which we can connect with you and the light energies and beings who support us. For those who wish, allow them to tap their heart 3 times and to gain access for support, or show them what will feel right. Allow that access to be open as of these moments we spend together. And for those who are ready, keep the channel open continuously. Bless all who are here and will be listening. Bring to each peace, passion, promise of the future, prosperity, and personal power. I thank you for this time with us and for your efforts in all of our lives. And that is it.
Aho. Lovely. That was just like a ray of sunshine. Thank you so much for that. And you are indeed right, Tricia. That would apply to anybody, whether they're animal-minded or whether they're focused on other things. So what a lovely gift that was.
Thank you.
You bet. I'm just so excited about your work. I just can't tell you how excited I am about having an opportunity to help you bring this information out into the wider world. It's just great. And, oh boy, is it needed. I do want to take a few minutes to bring our listeners' attention to the special offer that you've put together for our listening community. It's a really wonderful offer, and if you're on the webcast, you can click into it's an animal blessings package. you can click into it and follow along as I describe it. The special offer that Dr. Trish has put together for us contains four items. And the first one is her wonderful new book, The Fur Agreements, in digital format. And this is a book about, for, and because of the animals in our world and the missions they come to us with, as well as the agreements they make with the divine to be our way showers on the path to our emerging true humanity. So, and this book is so beautiful. I loved it. I got it from Tricia and started reading, and just I literally burned right through it. I couldn't stop. I just read it from cover to cover and then went back, you know, into certain areas of it again. But it was just it's a quick read. It's an easy read, but yet it's very deep and very touching, and it can be used as a guidebook for all of us in so many different ways. So that is item one of the package that she has put together for us. Item number two is the Anthem of the Animals. This is an MP3 downloadable audio, and this was commissioned by Dr. Trish and composed by Will Tuttle, who is a PhD pianist, composer, and a former Zen monk. And also, he's the author of the number one Amazon bestseller, The World Peace Diet. And he's also a recipient of the Courage of Conscience Award. This is a 30-minute original composition representing the collective soul consciousness of the animal kingdom. It's a channeled composition of the type of work that Will is well known for, and it reaches into the soul and extracts its essence in music. And, Tricia, is there anything you'd like to add?
I think that this piece especially will speak to your soul. It will speak to your animals. And when he wrote it, it literally is what the animals would tell us from their hearts. And so I think you'll just be blown away by it. I cry every time I hear it, you know.
Oh, my. So. How beautiful. Well, item number three is a 20-minute private one-on-one session with Dr. Trish for you and your beloved pet or pets, and a personal channeled meditative prayer similar to what she shared with us, that she just, in connecting with spirit, she gets this information. And as you described it, Tricia, it's a download. And this one-on-one private session can be used for healing, for connection, for communication, or for deepening the relationship you have with your pet. And the channeled prayer is a special gift that Dr. Trish has been given to access the Blue Angel and other guides and masters, and it will be designed specifically for you and your fur baby. I love that term. It's absolutely appropriate. And then the fourth item in this special offer package is a download of the actual fur agreement document for you and your pet to sign and keep as a sign of commitment to each other, so that you'll actually be able to see that beautiful document, that commitment that you and your pet have made to each other, and that we in turn have made to all the animals. So really a beautiful and special package of really incredible work, incredible, unique, powerful, and meaningful work. And she's offering this to us at a significant discount. It's over 50% off, and it's available for $97. And I promise you, it will be worth many times what you would be paying for it. So anyone who's interested, you can, again, just click into the webcast link, and you'll see it says Animal Blessings Special Package. There also will be an email going out that has a link to the replay and the special offer package within about the next 30 to 45 minutes. But if you're on the phone and you would like to write this down, the URL for this special offer is www.emboldenedheart.com/Tricia. That's capital T-R-I-C-I-A. So do take advantage of that. It's really something special and wonderful. And Tricia, I could keep asking you questions for hours, but I do want to just maybe wrap up with a couple of things that might be a real benefit to the listeners right here, right now. I know in the book, in the Fur Agreements book, you state in one of the chapters, in this time on earth and in spirit, we're being offered yet another opportunity, a final chance to embrace brotherhood among ourselves and with those of the animal kingdom. And I'd love for you to share with us what you mean by this, by a final chance.
Well, what I really mean is that we have wasted so much and so many opportunities with the animal kingdom, you know, all the way back to things that happened, you know, after the Ice Age. And what has happened is that there are now so many animal species that are extinct because of our callowness and carelessness. And it is my true belief that this is our final opportunity to get it right, to create the understanding so that our future generations will have an animal kingdom with which to learn the same kinds of lessons, but at a more highly evolved level. Some new species have gone extinct again. I saw on the news the other night, and there are things that no one will ever be able to see. Our you know, poor cats and dogs in the shelters, you know, 15
yes.
million are being lost every year. And there's no reason. And it's just all about consciousness. So I think that for those who are willing and ready, we can move forward and we can evolve. And you don't have to be crazy or animal crazy or things like that, but it's a different way of perceiving and of recognizing literally the soul that resides within each of us. And whether it's even an ant or a snake or the tigers or our own beloved pets. They're there just like we are, and we are a brotherhood, and we really ought to begin to live like that.
Oh, thank you for that. That makes so much sense, and I know it will really ring true for the listeners as well. And then I'd love also to just ask you, do you have another book planned?
Well, actually, I have a series, so yes, I'm
in
process. There will be a complete book of the Handbook of Healing for the Blue Angel that is being put together. Then there will be
great.
A book also for actually Lessons in Loss and the anthology. So there are at least three more that are in the wings right now.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Well, I just cannot thank you enough, Dr. Trish, for being with us today and for this really such important work that you're doing. And I love your approach to it. There is a gentleness to it that really, I think, reaches across all the lines of understanding from people that are, you know, from much more traditional thought processes to, you know, to the real open-minded alternative woo-woo group. And everyone in between will resonate with what you're saying and sharing in your beautiful book, The Fur Agreements, and also in your work. I'm so honored to be able to help you share your message. And I thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, and I thank you and your listeners for, you know, making this the first opportunity for the book to be showcased to the world. And, you know, if I can ever be of service to you or to any of your listeners, then I just offer myself as a resource. And I thank you for this time today.
You bet. My pleasure. Well, listeners, do take advantage of Dr. Trish's wonderful special offer. This book is really a book that everyone should read. Everyone who knows how to read should read this one, because even if we don't have pets of our own, we always have opportunities to interact with pets and with animals all throughout our lives. It's just that important. It's that much of a landmark book. So take advantage of it. Thank you so much for being with us today. I will wish you, Tricia, a beautiful remainder of the day. Thank you. And listeners, I'll wish you also a beautiful remainder of the day, wherever you're listening from, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening, no matter where you're listening from on the planet. So for now, I will say to all of you, namaste and blessings. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.